Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of the dough was leavened." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. This is telling us the message we got from Jesus is that it's a seed. It will bear but fruit. And Psalm 128 says, "Blessed are those who fear the Lord." That means to say, those who do the will of God will bear much fruit. It's amazing. At times we may not see, but I experience. And so far, when we are doing the right thing, the right time, things happen, change of heart, change of people. Because when we are doing the will of God wholeheartedly, then there's a presence. The presence of Him among us. He's the one who changed the world. I thank the Lord that I'm called to do the service in the church. I'm not saying that I do miracles, but many miracles happen. Sometimes I don't know how to answer. It's so true. Many times, many people come back to church just simply because they receive my daily word from the WhatsApp. It's Jesus who touched the heart, not me. I'm only an instrument. I don't know who will read or not read. He's the one who does things. There was a priest when he said, so he said one day he was jogging in the garden. Somebody approached him. He didn't know that person, but the person told him, "I saw you." He said, "When?" Then the person revealed the secret. He said, "Last week I was in hospital. The doctor say there's no more hope for me. But then, in my vision, I saw Jesus appearing in front of me. he was pressing, opened his arm, his hand upon me. I saw the palm of Jesus with the feet of that priest. The priest was amazed. He said, I never knew you. I never meet you. But he said, every time when I jog, I say my little prayer, I say the rosary, bring forth somebody. And that's how this person got the grace of his prayer and got healed. In fact, God is working by all means. Important is when we do we have good intentions, do everything that we have to do it, and the rest Jesus will look after. It's so true. All these years in my apostolic work, many times I cannot fulfill completely the work. I just entrust in the hand of Jesus. Strangely speaking, so many things happen without my knowledge, without what I'm doing. It's so true. God is working in us without knowing it. So let us live together, believing God work through us. Important is that we do our best, the right thing, at the right time.